If you've been watching LD Expert Live or following us on social media, you might be wondering what it's like inside the doors of Stowell Learning Center. Today, you're going to get a peek behind the scenes. You'll get to hear from some students and their moms about what it's like to do cognitive learning therapy, how they've grown, and what they've learned about themselves. This is LD Expert Live. Welcome to the LD Expert Podcast, your place for answers and solutions for dyslexia, learning, and attention challenges. I'm your host, Jill Stowell, founder of Stowell Learning Centers, and author of a brand new book, Take the Stone Out of the Shoe, a must-have guide to understanding, supporting, and correcting dyslexia, learning, and attention challenges. This book will help you understand why some bright children and teens have more difficulty than expected in school. It provides simple, practical tools for supporting struggling students at home and in the classroom. Most importantly, it presents real solutions and the science behind them. At Stowell Learning Centers, we are on a mission to change public perception of learning differences and attention challenges. If you are trying to run with a stone in your shoe, it's going to be difficult. No matter how many special lessons or accommodations you have, it's going to take longer and be more difficult for you to run than it needs to be. Instead of accommodations or working around the challenge, it just makes sense to take the stone out of the shoe. There is absolutely no question that in order to learn and function our best, we need to have solid memory and attention skills. We need to get and accurately perceive information coming in from the body and our senses. As you get older, you may notice little lapses in memory, and it slows you down and it drives you crazy. If you fly or drive up a mountain, your ears may feel plugged, so you can't hear well, and it impacts your listening and your thinking and your mood. When children or adults have weak or underdeveloped skills in memory, attention, or auditory, visual, language, or sensory processing, things will be harder or slower for them than necessary. And the common belief is, oh, so sorry, you'll just have to live with it or work around it. Well, decades of neuroscience research has proven that our brain can change. It can make new connections and build more effective neural pathways. Now, the child's brain is just like a little neuroplastic learning machine, but the adult brain can change as well. Those lagging underlying skills can be identified and developed, and the world needs to get on board and stop making our kids with learning differences run with a stone in their shoe. This is not about fixing them. Our kids are perfect just the way they are, but this is about making the way easier when it can be. So now that I've gotten that out of the way, I'd like to introduce you to James and Nicola White. James is one of our remote learning students. He lives in the UK and was so outspoken and excited about the changes he had made as a result of his work at the Learning Center that his clinician said, "You need to have James as a guest on LD Expert." So here is my interview with James and his mom, Nicola. Welcome, James and Nicola. I'm so excited to have you joining us today. And I understand you're on a little bit of a holiday before school starts. Working holiday, right?
Yeah.
So, James, tell us a little bit about you. How old are you? What grade are you going into? What do you like to do? Whatever you want to share.
I'm 16.
I don't know what grade, but in England it's called year 11, so it's the second to last year of school. And I'm quite athletic, I think. I play a lot of field hockey. I also love to be on a farm and do a lot of milking. And that's the main points about me. I play a couple of video games and that's it.
Well, that sounds like great stuff. How did you happen to hear about the Learning Center and what caused you to call us way back in 2020?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, James has, ever since he started school, he has not, he's intelligent, he's smart, but he's not really performed in things like exams. And I never felt as though he was demonstrating how good he is, in effect. Mm-hmm. And he'd had assessments. They had assessed him as there was some difficulty, but they didn't say what the difficulty was. And we had spent quite a lot of time talking to his teachers, and he was getting support. When he moved up to senior school, we were discussing with the head of support there what the issues were. And from the original assessment that was done, there was a little tiny statement that everybody had pretty much ignored, which talked about they felt it might be something called, I think it was a semantic pragmatic disorder. And the head of support went, that's the issue. So when she said that, I went and did a lot of research on it. And part of the research, I found a book called At Wit's End by Jill Stoll. And I didn't read it. I bought it, but I didn't read it. And after a number of years of frustration and continually going back to the school, I did read it, which was the October of before I actually gave you a call. And I spent the time reading it with a pencil going, that's James. Oh my God, that's James. And I went through this whole book and it was like a light switched on for me. And I then spoke to my husband and said, look, you know, I've read this book. It's really cool. And, you know, would you like to read it? And he said, yes, he did. He read it. And in the meantime, I was trying to find the same solutions in the UK. And I could find lots of little solutions and lots of parts of it, but nothing that pulled it all together. And when he'd finished reading the book, I said that to him. And he said, well, okay, that's fine. We'll take him to America, then take him to the Learning Center, and we'll see where we go from there. And we arranged to have the sort of meeting. We contacted you and went through the sort of assessments, the preliminary stages, etc. And we were planning to come to LA in the April of 2020, and a little thing called COVID hit and we couldn't travel. So that's how it all started with us.
Well, that is quite a story. And we were so excited for you to come too. So, but you know, you guys just jumped in and did it anyway, and that's amazing. So James, if you can remember back to that time when you first started at the Learning Center, are there things that you remember that you wished were easier for you at that time?
In all fairness, I kind of struggled in small parts of everything, but there were bits that I did quite well in. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to improve on those bits that I struggled. And that's kind of why I agreed to do it.
And, you know, that's really good insight, because everybody has strengths and weaknesses. And I know that, you know, you have some pretty difficult classes. So sometimes it's hard to see that there are just little areas that if they were easier, everything would be, you know, just working a little bit better as well. Nicola, when the two of you got started, what were you hoping to have happen as a result of working at the Learning Center?
I I wanted James to be able to be the best that he could be. And I wanted him to have more confidence and more capability in exams. Everything here, probably similar to most places in the world, is very exam orientated. And James really struggled with exams. He struggled with comprehension, understanding what questions were asking him. So if he didn't understand what the question was asking him, he couldn't answer it. So I was hoping that it was going to help him to be more confident, to be able to interpret what he was being asked, and actually then to be able to take the information that I knew he had in his head. He's got this amazing wealth of information in his head, but he's just not able to get it out and onto the paper. So I was really hoping it would help him with that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, James mentioned that he's really good at a lot of things, and there are these little bits that just weren't working that well for him. And actually, you know, both of you have a really true assessment of what was going on. And so, James, you worked with a number of different kinds of programming at the Learning Center. Yeah. We did core learning skills, you know, all those activities to integrate retained reflexes that were causing interference to being fully focused. And I think you guys kind of worked on those activities together, right?
Yeah.
And did some physical activities every day. And then you also did auditory stimulation and training with an emphasis on comprehension and study skills, and a processing skills program called AMPS, which builds attention, memory, and all different processing skills through various games and drills and activities. And so now, as you head back into school this year, you're really going to be focusing on just applying everything into building executive function skills. So for us, that's just moving right up the learning skills continuum. So, James, I would love to hear your experience working at the Learning Center, doing all these things.
So when I first started, I was like, yeah, I want to do it because I wanted to get better at exams and better at just organization and stuff like that. But I was like, it's most likely just going to be another one like the schools. It's just boring. It's old fashioned. But no, it was the first day I was expecting someone just to come to the call and just be like, okay, you're doing this, 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 and this. But no, Liz was interested. She was quite excited. She was fun. And so when I started, my mum was like, if you don't like it, you can go. But as soon as I met Liz, I was like, I want to stay doing this. And that's kind of what got me through the program, because I'm not a big fan of stuff like this, but having such a fun experience within it just kept me coming back for more.
And, you know, I think that's huge. We always, you know, work one-to-one with students, because you're right, that relationship is so important. And I have to say, Liz really loves working with you as well. and as you went through, did you start to see that some things were getting a little bit easier, or were you noticing
changes? I definitely noticed that it was helping me, because a couple of weeks later, I'm getting better grades than what I was. And it just continually increased throughout the year. And then going into my GCSE exams, which are basically the SATs, and then seeing what my results were, just showed how effective STOL actually is.
Well, that is fantastic to hear. I know you are a pretty fast thinker, and Liz was saying that you've really learned how to to slow down with difficult information like physics. And yeah. I have to say, I'm really impressed that you're taking physics, or you took physics as a 10th grader. I took it in college. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. So that's an amazing mind you have. But she was saying you've learned how to, you know, slow down your thinking, really visualize more accurately what the information is saying. Have you noticed changes when listening to lectures or studying or even taking tests?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago for tests and in lessons, I could only focus for 20 minutes to half an hour. But for the last 2 years, I've been, so when I kind of started Stowell, from then on, I have been able to go through the entire hour of my lesson, and then I'm able to go through the entire hour and sometimes 2 hours in my exams.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I know you are a really busy guy, and you've got sports, and you know, you have really difficult subjects. You've dedicated a lot of your time to the Learning Center. Has it been worth it to you?
Oh, yeah. And it just shows how much worth it gave me, because my exam results at the end of the year had skyrocketed from where they were.
That's fantastic. Well, Nicola, we were so excited when we thought you and James were going to come to California so that we could meet you and work with you in person. And then, of course, 2020 took care of that. So even though you couldn't come, you just jumped right in there and got going anyway. What was this process like for you and James working together and doing distance learning?
It was tough. It was tough in the sense that the amount of time that we chose to commit to it was quite a lot, and it meant that we were starting early in the morning, so we were getting up at sort of 6 a.m. to try and get the work done in advance of school. So James has to leave for at 7:30 in the morning, so we were getting up to do the exercises and to do some of the work that we planned with Liz on a morning. So that was a little bit tough, and then obviously we had 3 hours a week with Liz as well, which was great. That was on an evening. So the thing that I think we found a little bit difficult was the time zones, the difference in time between the US and here, because it gives us a very limited amount of time. And particularly after a school day, James gets very tired. So that was a little bit of a struggle. But the amount of he never said he didn't want to do it. He never said no. And he never really kicked back on it, because a lot of it was so much fun for him to do. But I do feel that to get the best results out of it, you've got to put the effort in. And I know that, you know, that might seem like a little bit perhaps off-putting to people, but the end result is amazing. His grades have gone up so much. Maths and English, he was a D and E grade student, and he's now, you know, he's pushing A's, he's B's, he got B's in his grades. And to see that difference, that is a year. That has taken a year. You're talking percentages that were so, you know, so low, and he's now up at B grade. So it was work. It was, there was a lot of effort went into it from both parts and from Liz, but it's been ever so worth it.
Well, I just appreciate both of you so much, taking the time and sharing. James, I think, you know, you're going to be encouraging to other teenagers, because I have to admit, this is not going to be really super high on a teenager's priority list. And you're so busy in high school. So you know, I really appreciate you sharing. And Nicola, you're right. It's a big commitment, but the changes that we, you know, that we want to see and that you guys have seen, you know, those last for a lifetime. And that's certainly yeah. what we're after. And I know what you guys have been after too. So any last thoughts for us today?
Anything?
Apart from the just how amazing the actual program is, because as my mum said, I was a D&E grade student, and in my exams this year, in one of the subjects which I was hoping I would get like a B in, I go and get a high A, and wow. then most of the others are B pluses and B minuses.
Yeah. I think I'd just like to say thank you. If I hadn't found, if I hadn't read your book, if I hadn't read the book, we would never have done this. And if we hadn't done this, we would not be in the situation where James can say, I got an A in chemistry and I got Bs in virtually everything else. Mm. And I cried.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You sharing. Oh my gosh. It just, you know. It makes everything we're doing on our end worthwhile. So you yeah. guys are awesome.
Thank you very much. And so are you.
This is LD Expert Live. I'm Jill Stowell. And today we are taking a peek inside the doors of Stowell Learning Centers, what cognitive learning therapy looks like, why it works, and most importantly, the changes that students get to make. When students come to the Learning Center, whether it's remotely or in person, we start with a functional evaluation. We want to see what those basic academic skills look like for the student, but we also want to take a look at the underlying skills, those skills underneath the academics. So the neurodevelopmental or core learning skills, the processing skills and executive function skills that support school and social success. And even, you know, that stamina that Deanna was talking about, that excessive tiredness after school. Well, if your underlying skills are, if there's some weaknesses there, then you're working extra hard and that's exhausting by the end of the day. And so once we've done our functional evaluation, we put together a cognitive learning plan that is very specific to each student. Because as you saw with James, each person has their own unique set of strengths and challenges. The programming that we do often doesn't look like school. We may be doing physical exercises to integrate retained reflexes or build body and attention control skills. We may be doing activities that look like games or drills to build the processing skills and processing speed. Many students work with a headphone and microphone to actively stimulate the auditory system. I'm just so proud of our kids and their families too. This is a big commitment, but look what they're doing. This is LD Expert Live. I'm Jill Stowell, founder of Stowell Learning Centers. And thanks for joining us today. Please share and help us spread the word about how learning challenges can change.